Of the 14 counties in my congressional district, 11 are almost entirely rural. And we have some unique needs in rural America. So this doesn't just apply to a district like mine, but in rural areas across our country. And what I hear when I visit any one of the 7 VA clinics that serve our congressional district is, first of all, I think most are very satisfied. I hear a lot of good reports from our veterans, very satisfied with their service. But transportation is an issue in a lot of our areas. How they get to 2 of the hospitals, that VA hospitals that serve the congressional district that I represent, are outside the state. One is in Iowa City, one is in Madison, Wisconsin. The other one is, an hour away from a good part of the people who go there. So I'm just wondering if there's any way to address transportation needs in rural America. That would be like 1A, and then 1B would be any thoughts of partnering, for example, with mass transit districts or just kind of what we could see ahead and where I could give answers to these veterans who bring this up.
Well, my original presentations, I talked about the leadership of VA and the nation, not understanding the scale of the American West, but I would add that Illinois is the plain state and is just as every bit rural as Montana and Dakota. The reforms that we need to implement to make VA a modern 21st century healthcare administration include making access, as you pointed to, rural America a reality. One of the ways we're doing that is expanding telehealth. That also addresses the mental health issue that the chair has championed for so many years. Getting our veterans on the screen with doctors across the country in their homes, which is vital. In the doctors tell me for mental health, that is the key. And also addressing the transportation needs. But I think immediately, getting them access to our VA medical centers through telehealth, and also coming to this committee and to your counterpart in the Senate and discussing ways that we can make it easier for medical health professionals to come to VA and spend their time in rural areas of our country. That, to me, is as great a concern as any.